This is Kyle Hocking with a look back at November 7th, the day former Blue Jays pitcher and Cy Young Award winner Roy Halladay was killed in a plane crash. Chris Nilko with the Pasco County Sheriff's Office says the plane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico near Newport Richey, not far from Tampa, Florida.
We recovered one body. It was a two-passenger plane, but I can confirm there's only one body involved. And it's sad to say it's a friend of ours. It's Roy Halladay.
The crash happening not far from the former Blue Jays home in Tarpon Springs. 40-year-old Roy Halladay was the only person on board. Sportsnet 590 The Fan's Mike Wilner tells me the effects of this loss extend well beyond baseball.
He'll be missed not just because of what he meant to Toronto, but what I feel the worst for is his wife Brandy, his two sons who are teenagers.
The National Transportation Safety Board is still investigating the crash, but has said the plane was seen making steep dives and traveling at high speeds close to the water before impact. With the Year in Review, I'm Kyle Hocking.